Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here. We were scheduled today for Roger Turner's Secrets to Success, but apparently one of our secrets to success is not being able to work technology because I wasn't able to get him on Skype. So we're going to have him back a different day. That said, what I figured we would do, and the reason we're on, if you guys are like, hey, man, I thought you guys went Tuesday and Thursday. For those of you that are joining us live, it is Monday. It is 9 o'clock Pacific as opposed to 10 o'clock. Up is down. Down is up. The world is crazy. The reason we are here is because we are promoting our live 3-day virtual event coming up Thursday, so like 3 or 4 days from now. And I wanted to make sure to just get as many people excited about it as possible. So hold on, I'm getting a chat from Lindsay. Maybe we're able to do it. Don't know. Either way, we're going to pass with Roger for now. And here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to take the next 10, 20 minutes to give you guys and gals as much value as I can. If those of you are here live, you're welcome to do, we'll make it kind of an ask me anything. If you've got a question, usually we've got a topic, we stick to it. People are always trying to ask questions. I'm like, well, we'll deal with that another day. Today is the day. So this will just be a fun potpourri of kind of ask me whatever you need, whether it has to do with money, how to make it, how to keep it, book, how to do your books, how to get clients, how to keep clients, how to make sure who the right client is, wrong client is, how to bill them, employees, how to find them, keep them, hold them, all that good stuff. You got a question, I will do my best to answer it right here live. Hey, Ashley, good to see you, sister. All right, so let me, well, I'm kind of waiting for questions to come in on the chat. I'll just give you some overall feedback in terms of the three big things that you need to know to grow your cleaning company. And so many people miss so many of these, right? Or even it's heartbreaking really when you'll have two or three or four of these in place, but just one or two kind of missing and then the whole thing goes down. So first and foremost, hey, Life Made, good to see you. First and foremost, we've got to have the mindset of an owner. I think a lot of people want to start with just tell me what to do. And fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, it's really much more about who you need to be first and then what you need to do second. So the mindset of being an owner and really looking at things as an opportunity and not giving up when everyone else gives up. That's probably the number one thing. And Ashley's got the first question. What's the best way to pass scheduling off to a VA? That's a great question. Let me finish my thought, Ashley, and I will jump on that. And if you've got other questions for those of you live, here's a great opportunity to do a, I don't think I've ever done a live ask me anything for non-clients, right? For like just the world. So Cleaning Nation, here's your opportunity. So yeah, the big thing is I think number one trait I could, if I could pick in an owner that was going to be the winner would be just kind of that determined no matter what, when everybody else, when things happen, employees or people with an employee mindset kind of let things happen to them and react. Owners respond, right? We go, okay, this guy quit. A non-business owner mentality would be employees suck, everything sucks, none of this is going to work, I quit. An owner would be, okay, was that the wrong person? Or, and it's a good thing that they quit? Or was it the right person and maybe I didn't have the right culture to keep them happy? And if they did quit, why don't I have enough people? What do I have to do to get enough people? And if they quit for good reasons, how can I make sure people quitting for good reasons happens in a way that doesn't negatively impact my business? And if they quit for bad reasons, we didn't want them to quit, how can I fix that so it doesn't happen again, right? So how we respond to stimulus, yeah, I don't want to say good news and bad news because that there is no such thing as good news, right? It's just stimulus, right? This big customer quit. That doesn't have to be bad news. That can just be stimulus, right? All right. So Alan says, hey, Mike, thank you for your valuable insights. Probably I would have been in the streets if it wasn't for you. 4 years of following you. Alan, two things. First of all, thank you. That is about the kindest thing anyone said to me. Second of all, couldn't be further from the truth, buddy. I love serving you guys, but I promise you, you are not in the streets because Alan is coachable and decisive and takes action and does the work. So I'm super glad I could have a tiny contribution to that, Alan. But the truth of the matter is you, sir, are the entrepreneur and you guys and gals in Cleaning Nation are the ones that get it done. So all right, Ashley had a question. So as of for those of you just joining us, we were going to have Roger Turner on as a guest. We had some sort of technical snafu, so you're stuck with just me. And I figured we would do an Ask Me Anything, and I would promote and get you guys excited about the event that's coming up. So let me talk event, then I'm going to answer Ashley's question, what's the best way to pass scheduling off to a VA? And then again, if you guys have any other questions, put them in the chat now. Like I said, I don't think I've ever done an Ask Me Anything where I just did live coaching for free for people that weren't clients. So here's your opportunity, kids. That said, we've been doing this 5-6 years. We've helped thousands and thousands of owners of cleaning companies. Alan on the web, I'm going to put your chat, your thing right here on the chat, buddy, for such a kind words. Alan amongst them. And this event that we've got coming up in a couple days is most likely the best value I think we've ever done. Currently, the only way you can do a live event with me is to be part of our Next Level or Millionaire Mastermind group, which is our higher level folks. In the past, I've done small groups that cost thousands of dollars, these 3-day events. This is the first time we've just kicked open the doors to all of Cleaning Nation and said, hey, we're going to go over the whole Clean Profit Method to the best of our ability in 3 days. We're going to do it virtually so you don't have to get on a plane and risk any sort of sickness. And holy crap, we pulled out all the stops that I rented a studio. We've got guests. We've got a whole panel. We've got successful millionaire masterminds. We're going to go over everything that you need to know on how to make sure you know where you're at, where you want to be, what's where you're stuck, where your biggest opportunities are. It's going to be, and we're going to have a crap ton of fun. So I've been talking about it for weeks now. Time's up. If you want to come, I'm flying out Wednesday. We are recording this Monday and we are starting on Thursday. So if you would like to join us, growmycleaningcompany.com/event. We're going to give you everything we can in 3 days to give you all the tools you need to grow a cleaning company. All right. Ashley says, what's the best way to pass off scheduling to a VA? So let me kind of answer a bigger question first, and then we'll drill down into that smaller, more specific question. So first of all, I like what you're looking for. So many people kind of do this. I want to hire an office manager. They feel like if they just hired this magical person, they wouldn't have to work or nothing would ever go wrong. And they're just like, they call it an operations manager, an office manager, or a manager, or a general manager, some sort of manager, right? But they're not really specific about what it is they want or why they want it. And that's a recipe for a bad hire. I don't want to say recipe for disaster. It's a little strong, but certainly a recipe for a bad hire. Maybe a recipe for for disaster. So Ashley's already kicked up her game by saying, let me ask a better question. I want to pass off scheduling to a virtual assistant, right? So that's very different than I want to pass off everything I don't want to do, as I think of it, to this manager that, you know, is going to make 30, 40 grand a year and supposedly save my business, which is never going to happen. But passing off hiring to a VA, that's absolutely going to happen. So cool thing that this is something we've been coaching for years, but with this whole COVID nonsense, Zoom has become much more kind of an acceptable way to do business. Ashley's one of our Next Level members. So I happen to know that she and her husband are in Phoenix/Gilbert because we had dinner with them in Scottsdale/Phoenix/Gilbert last week. And their business is still in Portland. So this certainly works when, you know, Ashley's got even kind of like, hey, you know, I'm not going to be in the town like my company's in. The VA doesn't even have to be in the town that my company's in. How do we make this work? Beautiful thing is, first and foremost, I would write down everything that you do as you do it. So when we do scheduling, and this is probably one of the more insidious things that we need to sub out sooner than later, but we think and we feel, I should say we feel, we don't think, we feel like we're the only ones in the world can do it. It's so complex. No one knows that Mrs. Thompson can't be done on Tuesdays and blah, blah, blah. You know, we have all these details, right? So you're already doing the job. Just write down things you do as you do it. And that's going to become the outline for the training, right? Because you're going to, all that you're doing is making decisions in advance, right? So you think you're just solving problems as you go, but you're not. There's really a method to your madness. And if you write it down, you can probably get 80, 90% of the scheduling problems that you're going to deal with in a week or two, right? So start writing down stuff that you do. Step two would be find someone, use that job description, find someone to do it, and have them start scheduling, and have them start scheduling when you're ready to kind of take over, right? So there's like the, I'm going to do it. Maybe they do it for a day or two while you watch, which can be a little tricky because, it really depends. You kind of need a day when everything goes wrong. Everything goes right. The scheduling job, as you guys know, is pretty easy. So I'd probably move them into them doing it right off the bat, right? Because you're gonna be there and mother hen it, right? And then you just give it a week or two and you train them over Zoom, by the way. So you would kind of go over. So basically, I guess the steps would be you write down the things that you do. You find someone that you think is a good fit. Or again, a cheap, easy way to train folks, especially for something that's not super expensive. You find 2 or 3 people that you think might be a good fit. Get them all on a Zoom call. Train them all how to do it. Give them a fake schedule or let them kind of tell you how they would handle the real schedule. And hire the one and let them all kind of do the scheduling for a week or two and see who does a better job, right? And then just keep that person. But the trick is you write down everything you do. You train someone over Zoom. You might have one or two training meetings as you go, as you know, like, hey, here's what's going to happen tomorrow. And then the first day, maybe they watch you do it. You explain how you do it. The second day, you watch them do it. And then the third and fourth day, you let them do it on their own. Like day five, you check in. And after day five, that's good. Maybe don't check in until day 10. All those Zoom meetings you record. And then that's now your training thing of how you hire a Zoom person. So really, the answer to how to hire anybody to do anything is, A, get crystal clear on what you want them to do. So the big thing that Ashley got right that's going to make her job a lot easier is she was very specific on what she wanted. I want someone to do the scheduling, right? As opposed to I want a manager, which who the heck knows what that means. I want someone to do the scheduling is very specific. I also like she had a VA, right? We don't need a full-time person. That can, you guys know as well as I do, that job to set the schedule can take 0 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day, or on a real bad day, maybe 30 or 40 minutes. It just doesn't take that long, right? So you can hire someone for $500 a month. It doesn't have to be very expensive to just do that, right? So step one, be crystal clear on what you want them to do. Step two, get one or two or three people if it's cheap to do it. You know, step two, I guess, is to write down all the things that you do. Step two is to train a group of people or one person to do it on video Zoom. Step three is to check in with them periodically, keep those on Zoom. And then step four is just get out of the way, right? And every time something comes up, you're going to train them on Zoom. You're going to add it to your training. So that will work not just with VAs, but with anything. All right, guys, gals, we are 11 minutes in. I'm happy to answer a couple more questions or just I think we can give. That said, again, for all of you guys who are listening, I think the big thing I would give you is once you've got the mindset that we talked about early, right when we started in terms of we respond to stimulus as opposed to react to what we feel is an emergency. That's the first piece. Once you've got that mindset, we talk a lot about mindset. And actually, Tracy, our mindset coach, is flying out to San Francisco with me to do the live event coming up. So we're going to have the mindset piece. We're going to have the systems piece. It's going to be a crap ton of fun. That said, once you've got the mindset piece, then we need a system and a process, right? It drives me nuts. And that's why we do what we do is we see you guys and gals out there kind of just wandering the earth, right? When it comes to employees, you're like, you know, I've tried friends and family and that doesn't work. And we hired and that didn't work. And I got 100 applicants and I couldn't go through them. So I turned it off and now I don't have enough people. And the employees are, you know, the inmates are running the asylum because they know I need them more. You know, so step one is to make sure you've got the mindset. Step two is to make sure you have a system and a process that you follow for the three main thing parts of your business, which is getting customers, doing the work, i.e. hiring and training and keeping good employees. And number three, counting the money. That's really it. Those are the big three systems we're going to cover. And then the mindset to deal with all that stuff. All right. LifeMate says, where would be a good place to find a decent price VA? Great question. So there's a couple ways. One of the things I like to encourage you guys to do, and for Cleaning Nation, I don't know how many people are on our team, depending if you count, you know, the VAs, and we've got people on the enrollment side, and we've got all sorts of stuff, but none of them are in Phoenix. I'm in Phoenix. It's my company, and we've got 10 or 15 people, I'm assuming, I haven't counted lately, all over the world. So the beautiful thing about a VA is virtual, is right in the VA is virtual assistant. It's right in the name. They don't have to be there, right? So I feel like the people that we have are the best in the world. And if my talent pool is just limited to Phoenix, that would really limit, but who cares, right? So obviously for the cleaning, we're going to need someone right there. Other than that, and again, that's why I love Ashley being on the call. They're proving that you don't have to be in the same city as your business. Your cleaners have to be there, right? If you're doing something that requires, it's a physical on-site service, massage therapist or chiropractor cleaning, you kind of need to be there. But all the non-cleaning aspects don't have to be there. So the answer to your question, LifeMate, where a good place to find a decent VA? Let me just give you the kind of where I like to show people for hiring altogether. First is if it's a one-time thing that you need a specific skill, maybe a technological skill, Fiverr, Fiverr.com can be good for just like a quick little, make me this little piece of art or make me a podcast intro or do this little graphic design or record something or, you know, edit this podcast. You know, they can kind of do tasks like that. If you want something Upwork, UPWORK.com can be great because there's with both of them, by the way, there's they'll show you how much they've earned on there, how many stars they have, how many jobs they've done. So you can kind of get a really good idea of what you're dealing with. And then those are, I think in both of those, I know in Upwork, you can kind of specify in the States, not in the States, you know, Filipinos I found have been excellent for VAs. You can find them on Upwork, and you can also go by dollars per hour. And then if you specifically want Filipinos, because they can be such great assets to your company, there's a website called onlinejobs.ph, which specializes in Filipino workers. And you can get one of those for anywhere between $300 and $800 a month for a full-time person. So, so we're kind of like going from least to most expensive. Onlinejobs.ph would probably be one of the least expensive. Fiverr is not super expensive. I think it's more American folks, but there's people all over the world, but that's more for just like a one-time thing. Upwork is where you can kind of find people to do, you know, more long-term prospects. And then we also use a thing called WeWorkRemotely.com. That's a lot more technical, could be a little higher wage type stuff, but we've hired a couple. Actually, I think that's where we got Jared and we love Jared. So hopefully that answers that. Ashley says, when it comes to client funnels, is there any other areas that you've seen growth and success in beside Facebook and Instagram ads? Absolutely. We coach all of our people to create our own content. I am here creating content for you. This is probably our 570th episode that we've created. So just give a crap ton of value. So even Facebook ads, try and give value. Try and have an ad to a free clean or a download or a video or a checklist or something that's going to give value. So really, there's just traffic and conversion. Traffic, you can go paid, which would be Facebook, Instagram. That works well for residential. For commercial, you might consider Google AdWords. There's telemarketing. I don't like you guys telemarketing, but if you paid someone, that can be a grind, but you can make that work more on the commercial side. Certainly, there's associations, there's events, lunch and learns. You can do direct mail, postcards, shock and awe packages, white envelopes. There's all lumpy mail where you put sort of gifts in it. There's a thousand different ways that you can get traffic to your funnel. The big thing is you want to get a funnel that converts, right? So you want to make sure you have an offer that your right people are interested, whether it's a free clean, a free webinar, a free lunch and learn, a discounted clean, upgraded service for the same money. Whatever the bait is, you want to make sure it's something that your people want to that are interested in. The good news, once you get bait that works, right? Say you did a free clean and you only gave that free clean to the right people, right? You don't want people that are mooches, but if it's the right person in the right area, that's maybe a neighbor or something like that, you do a free clean or half price clean or, you know, buy a month and get a month free or whatever you want to do. Once you've got that converting ad, then it's all up to the traffic, right? And you can do, yeah, there's a bunch of them. So that don't just think online, which would be like Facebook, Instagram, Google. You can pay for ads on Twitter. There's also offline, right? You can, again, like we talked about, direct mail, door hangers. You can do association meetings. You can speak at, you know, if it's residential and there's like communities that you want, you can speak at the HOA and try and get in there. If it's commercial, you can, again, do direct mail. You can do a lunch and learn, either offsite, onsite. You can connect on social media, right? Facebook groups, LinkedIn. There's just lots and lots of ways. The trick is to make sure you got an offer that is, first of all, the trick is that you're clear on who your client is, what their pain is, and where they're going to solve it. Then you make an offer that is just a no-brainer for them. Once you've got the offer and you know who your client is, you just find where those people hang out, and it gets fairly easy from there. All right. Dominique says, do you recommend hiring a marketing company to help with customer acquisition and data? Gosh, it's such, you guys are asking such great questions. The issue is, of all the things that I encourage and coach you guys and gal, and again, we're about a couple minutes in, so we've got maybe one more question. So if you got a question, throw it in. Okay. So back to, sorry, there's too many people in the chat. I'm trying to do too many things at one time. So of all the things I want you guys to outsource, marketing would not be one of them. I forget, I was telling the story on a previous live, or I can't remember when this was. For the first 10 years of my business, I was a brick and mortar business owner, right? I had a manufacturing company, a construction company. I, of course, had a cleaning company. And I was in lots of different business groups, and I heard lots of different speakers and gurus and people that were very, very smart. And they focused a lot on the money and the culture and kind of the different stuff of it. And then once I sold my last business, which was a car dealership, my last brick and mortar business, I went into coaching and serving owners of cleaning company, and it became an online business, right? And I started getting more coaching from like marketers and digital marketers and online marketers and stuff like that. And I got to tell you, the business owner people were brighter, but the marketers make more money. If I could give you one skill, well, the mindset's the first and foremost, but if I give you one skill for you to own, client, the ability to create a funnel, to write copy, to do the things that a marketing company would do, that's the one that you want. You can make that money always. So here's the problem with marketing companies. There's only two kinds, ones that work and ones that don't work. The ones that don't work, you know, you can afford, they won't charge you much, and they'll just do a bunch of like, oh, I made a social media post, or I made you a funnel, but they don't know that you're actually going to get people at the other end that buy crap. there's the stuff that does work. They're very expensive, right? Like the funnel that we've got has made us millions of dollars. And if we don't do that for you, but if we did, it'd be tens of thousands of dollars, right? So they can kind of get expensive. So Dominique, I would highly recommend that you build your own marketing systems and understand you get your customer acquisition data. The reason I do so well with you guys is I know you. I know what your pain is. I know what stresses you out. I know what makes you crazy. So I can communicate with you in a way that is effective. You guys go, oh my gosh, this guy gets me, right? And again, like I said, we are going to be talking about exactly how we teach people how to do this. Again, at the event at growmycleaningcompany.com/event. And we're going to be doing it, today's Monday, we're doing it Thursday for $97. So again, if you wanted us to do it, we wouldn't, but if it would be tens of thousands. If you want us to teach you how, come join us for the event. We're absolutely going to cover how to do that. Rana says, super excited to be here. We're going to go with our last questions we're going to give to Quality Plus Cleaning. She got a couple things here. Why am I having trouble getting customers, employees? No idea. I do have an idea. You're following a system, and that system is not, effective, right? So again, we don't want to just respond with, I would increase the quality of my questions as opposed to going, why am I having trouble getting customers, employees? How would anyone know? Like there's 1,000 reasons. I would increase the quality of your question to something like, what is my best customer and where did I find him and where are more of him or her like that? And what made him buy? Right. So I would start asking myself better questions to answer that. She's got a bunch of different dishes. She's got a bunch of different questions. So I'm going to cut it after a couple. So the quick answer on why am I having trouble getting customers and employees? I would ask better questions. Next question she had is not sure what cleaners, what is everyone doing? Different folks coach different ways and that you can be successful with both. I coach two cleaners just because if one doesn't show, you still got a team. If there's any thievery or anything funky going on, it's harder to do it when there's two of them as opposed to one. And then also just for a safety issue, sending people out by themselves has its risks. So that's why I do that. Do we let them use our company cars or should we drive theirs? Again, all the stuff we're going to cover at the event, growmycleaningcompany.com/event, but I would encourage you guys to pay them mileage to use theirs. And she says there's so much in the residential space. There absolutely is. So glad that you guys enjoy the podcast. All right. That's about as much value as I think we can give in the 20 minutes that we've got. Again, I love doing these podcasts and over 500 of them. I guess if you had billions of hours, you could figure it all out on your own. But for any of you guys or gals that have been in business long enough, you know that if you YouTube enough stuff long enough, you'll get confused more than anything, right? We can't have too many cooks in the kitchen. There is 1,000 things. And if you're like, I just kind of want to dip my toe in and everything's fine, I'll just figure it out on my own. You like YouTubing, God bless, keep doing that. We'll do the best that we can to help you in these little 20-minute chunks. However, if you're like, I got to actually have a real business that actually works all the time, every time, that's dependable, scalable, repeatable, and I actually want to get results, quit fooling around just with 20-minute little snippets and come join us at the 3-day event. We've never made it more accessible. You don't have to get on a plane. It's not thousands of dollars. There's going to be a bunch of bright people there. We're going to have not just myself, but our team and successful people on our team. Ashley and Avery are going to be there. They're going to be on the panel. Again, this would be the time I'd go, how committed am I to my business? And if you're committed to your business, again, for $100 for a ticket, it's not going to be the $100 that's going to stop you. It's the 3 days. This is a good opportunity to go, how committed am I? And if you really are committed to change, be at the event. Let's dive in. Let's do this. And if you're not committed, then stop wasting all your time on YouTube trying to figure this stuff out 20 minutes at a time. So that'd be my encouragement. I can't wait to see all of you guys. We're going to lay everything out in 3 days. I don't think I've ever had 3 days of straight training with a large group, like all of Cleaning Nation. I think we've got well over 100 people. I think we're going for 200. So there's gonna be plenty of folks there. Can't wait to see you. As opposed to me giving you little quickie answers, we can do live coaching on Zoom. I can see you. We can have the whole team there. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be a party. Can't wait to see you guys there. growmycleaningcompany.com/event. I will be doing a live, I think every day between now and then, just for fun. So tomorrow we're going to do a live. I don't know what we're doing. I think, start selling and stop attracting, or stop selling, start attracting. We might get Roger back on for tomorrow instead. I don't know. And then Wednesday I'm going to do a live from the airport. If I don't get thrown out of the airport, on my way to the event, hopefully you guys and gals will join me then. See you then. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now.
Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.